I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let me ask you a question. How does your favorite song make you feel? Music affects and changes people's lives. It invokes memories. The first gig you went to, the first record you bought, that song from your school days, or the song you danced to at your wedding, or even your first kiss. It gets you through the worst times and the best of times. Music has always played an important part in my life. First and foremost, I'm a music fan, but I've been lucky enough to have interviewed some of the biggest names in music, combining my career with my passion. Each week, I chat to some of my favourite artists to talk about the tracks of their lives and more. I'm Kylie Olsen, and this is Music and Me. Okay, so my next guest gave me the perfect excuse to crack out my tassels and cowboy boots. And okay, that's a complete lie, because those that know me know that I don't need an excuse to do such a thing because I'm obsessed with them. You can never have too many tassels. Anyway, Jaron Johnson, who is one part of the country rock trio from Nashville, the Cadillac Three, had a lot to say about his new album, writing for other musicians, and he's written for some of the biggest in country, life on the road, and stepping outside of his musical comfort zone, as well as their fourth member of the band, Mr. Steven Tyler.
So, Jaron, what was the one song that reminds you of being at home as a kid, being with your parents?
When I was a kid, there was a lot of, Garth Brooks was happening at the time, the beginning, mid-90s. A lot of, I think the record was called Ropin' in the Wind. That was a big one for me. And then a lot of, weird stuff like Steely Dan and... I'm trying to think of Stevie Wonder, all that kind of stuff. Manhattan Transfer, weird stuff like that, because that's what my dad was into. But I think probably the one song was probably, Sweet Home Alabama or something, because it was just, I mean? Like, when you're a kid, you're coming of age, and that I remember first time hearing that, I didn't know what that was. I wasn't from Birmingham, but I wanted to be a part of that. You know what I mean? I wasn't from Alabama, but I wanted to be a part of that. And so I think that's kind of, I liked it, yeah. Sweet home Alabama,
where the skies are blue. When did you first realize that music was going to be an important part of your life?
I knew pretty much at the beginning, just because my dad was a drummer. He's always kind of, there's always drums around, there's guitars, and I kind of just came into it naturally, so it was the one thing that I was always, it came easy for me. I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but it just felt natural, and I was the one thing throughout school, if I was doing terrible at one thing or whatever, if I just stopped playing baseball or whatever it is, I was still really good at playing drums or playing guitar, it just kind of came to me, and singing and all that stuff. So I knew at a very early age. There's pictures of me as a baby with drumsticks in my hand and huge 1970s earphones on, playing these huge drums. But I started very early.
And you've just had a baby, so congratulations. Thank you. Think you're going to be the same with him?
Oh, well, there will be instruments around everywhere. Yeah. I've got an addiction to buying guitars and drums and stuff like that. And so I think, he's already got a little guitar. And I went out and literally ordered a 1956 Ludwig orange, Mandarin orange drum kit, Sparkle, just to put in the corner downstairs. I mean, he can't play it. He's 7 months old, but that was the thing. I did the whole thing, got cymbals from the our companies that give us stuff like that, and I had the whole thing. And it's Jude's kit, so it's down there ready for him whenever he, you know.
Whenever he feels like discovering it. I love that. Just in case, it's there. Not saying you have to do it, but it's there. Yeah. So you say you collect drums, which sounds like quite a big thing to collect because they take up a lot of space. Yeah. How many do you have?
I mean, I have a lot at my dad's house. I collect more guitars than drums, honestly. But I've got a closet about the size of this room here, and it's, you know how you hang jackets? I have little hangers that hold guitars. So there's just stacks on stacks and stacks hanging in the closet on like, you know, hangers. And then I've got probably 15 or 20 out on the road with us too, so.
Wow. And because do you collect them when you're on your travels, or are you always going in guitar shops and seeing what you can find?
Yeah, I look usually, like, especially over here, I've been looking. I haven't bought any this trip, but I'll get on Craigslist and type in the town that I'm in. Like tonight I looked in London to see if there was anything cool, you know. Yeah. And there were some really great guitars actually, but we had press all day, so we didn't really have time. But I collect. I buy a lot on eBay and a lot on Reverb.com too.
Have you got a favorite? Have you got your baby?
I have a bunch. Yeah, you'll see, if you've seen the show tonight, there's a red, white, and blue Telecaster that I really like. It's a cool custom shop. All my SGs, you know, I have a problem.
That's all right. You're allowed that sort of problem. Yeah. So can you remember the first song that you bought?
I remember my first cassette tape. There were two of them, and I think one of them somebody gave me and one of them I bought. It was Lynyrd Skynyrd's Greatest Hits and Metallica and Justice for All. And so if you think about that, it makes a lot of sense as to why we sound like what we sound like. But and my first CD I ever bought was Dinosaur Jr. Without a Sound from a little used shop. It was 99 cents. And I still listen to that record all the time. It's great.
Do you still own those cassettes?
I mean, they're probably at my dad's house somewhere, you know, in a box.
So you've got a new album coming out, Legacy. Well, actually, it's already out, isn't it, the Legacy album? You know, similar to your other albums, there's always a few love songs on there to Tennessee. What is it about the place that kind of makes you want to sing about it all the time?
Well, I think it's, you know, growing up there and being born there and traveling as much as we do. And I've been traveling, you know, I'm 37 years old. I've been touring since I was 18 or 19. And you miss it so much because, you know, it's all I knew for 18 years. You know what I mean? And then you see, go out and see the world and you're like, oh, these places are cool. But then you're like, oh, but I can't just go do this like I would do. You know what I mean? Like when I'm at home. And then you start building a family and then there's that aspect of it. And it's just, you know, it's where you hang your hat. It's where I feel normal. You know what I mean? So like today I walked around aimlessly trying to find Camden and trying to find some food, and I was just like, oh man, as soon as I get home I'm going to Las Palmas, my favorite Mexican restaurant. You know what I mean? So it's just like little things like that. And Tennessee's a very, very slow paced situation, whereas, like, you know, you can get killed just walking in the street. It's scary, you know. And I also look the wrong way because I'm on the other side, you know what I mean? We drive on the other side of the road over there. So it's very confusing and stressful. But it's just a comfort thing, you know, and it's a little slower, and obviously my life is there.
So have you got any favorite tracks from the album?
Yeah, man, I think this record, we stepped out of our comfort zone in a lot of ways with Legacy, the title track, something I would not have felt comfortable probably singing about, you know, records before. Songs like Love Me Like Liquor, which with Lori McKenna, we'd never done a duet before. Mm. So I thought that was really cool. We showed our underbelly a little bit, which is, to me, it's kind of neat because I think the bigger the band gets, the more you want to put yourself, you know, out of your comfort zone, and you want to take chances and you want to take risks and you want to go places you haven't gone just because you can, you know what I mean? Mm. And it's fun, you know, and we did some really extremely like country things, like this song called Ain't That Country on there. That's more country than anything I've heard come out this year. You know what I mean? So it's exciting, man. Yeah, I think I love American Slang is probably one of my favorite songs I've ever been a part of, as well. So yeah, that's a cool.
Do you like, you know, you mentioned Tennessee and being a lot slower pace of life and stuff like that. Do you find that an inspirational place to write? Because is that where you do all your writing?
Yeah, I write a lot there. As much as we tour, I write a lot on the road. We've got a studio in our bus in the States.
Have you?
And I've got a little, on our bus here, I've got a little makeshift, you know, studio. So we're always being creative and always kind of, you know, flexing that muscle and trying to get better at it. And it's, a lot of people go play golf. A lot of people do, you know, do whatever for fun. I think we got really lucky with this band of like three guys that just genuinely like to have, you know, a guitar around and writing music. You know, it's like that movie we're talking about, Almost Famous. It's like, it's those moments where our bus is very similar to that, where there's always somebody drinking a beer and there's always somebody playing a guitar and something happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and you experience so many life moments out here, you know, where you're just like, crazy, you know, stuff's happening all the time. I mean, God knows what's going to happen tonight. You know what I mean? We're playing a sold out show here in London, and you know, we're going to go somewhere and get drunk and do something stupid. You know what I mean? It's just like, we'll have something to write about tomorrow. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So do you have some tiny dancer moments on the bus then?
Oh, man. Dude, every night. It's usually, lately it's been Tom Petty because, you know, rest in peace, man. That's terrible. He was our favorite. And so we've been listening to a lot of that, obviously.
What Tom Petty songs or albums?
I mean, all those. Damn the Torpedoes. Like, Damn the Torpedoes is probably one of my favorite records of all time. 9 songs on that record.
Yeah.
The hell. And every one of them is just so cool. And the story behind that record, how fighting with the record company and all this stuff, I thought it was such a rebel thing. But, you know, we love all, I mean, all the early 90s stuff too, you know, even the new one, the Mojo thing. I love all, everything he ever did. It's great. You know. Bummer. Thanks for bringing that up, making me sad.
Yeah, I know. We don't want to get you sad. Well, I can turn that around a little bit, because like you say, you're playing at the O2 Forum tonight, which is, it's sold out. Mm-hmm. It's your biggest venue to date on your UK tour, headlining tour, let's say. And but what do you think is your greatest achievement as a musician to date?
There's been a couple, you know. We've really gotten lucky with songwriting with other artists. So, you know, got to go to the Grammys on a couple of songs that we'd written that Keith Urban sang and Tim McGraw sang. And then also headlining the Ryman Auditorium in August when we put the record out, sold that out. And, you know, that's, you know, we went to high school a block away from there. And so you're walking by that every day, and it's just such a historic thing and such a bucket list moment for our band. That was probably the biggest one.
And you mentioned working with Keith Urban, that you write songs for other artists as well. That's how you started, wasn't it, really? Mm-hmm. Is there anyone that out there that you would like to write for that you haven't yet?
Well, Tom Petty passed, so I can't do that one. No, I mean, there's, you know, it's always, I'm huge fan of, like, you know, a lot of my biggest ones I got really lucky and have had success with and gotten to, you know, work with. I got to work with Steven Tyler on his last record, got to write and produce, and that was just such a cool thing. And we've become such good friends throughout the whole thing. And I mean, moments like that is just crazy. I grew up, Aerosmith is like, you know, Eat the Rich, you know, like all that stuff is crazy. But yeah, I don't know. There's some of the older cats, you know, I've just worked with Hank Williams Jr. on something recently, and that was quite an experience. And then we got to go on the road with him and stuff. It's been a wild ride. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody that we haven't worked with that we would like to. You know, I would love to work with Dave Grohl.
Okay.
That would be pretty sweet. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of what he does and what he's always done.
You mentioned Steven Tyler. He calls himself the fourth member of the Cadillac 3, doesn't he?
He did do that at one point. Yes, he did.
Would you let him join the band?
Oh, man, he can do whatever the hell he wants to. He's Steven Tyler. I will definitely take the back seat to that man.
So the track you can't stop listening to at the moment, what is it?
It's called Mondo Bongo.
I love it.
It's Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. I've just recently got into that record, and it's just great. I think it's the best stuff he ever did. But yeah, that's my favorite thing there.
Why do you like that?
It's just this cool beachy vibe, but you've got Joe Strummer on it, and it's hard to explain. You just have to listen to it, and it's a very cool. And he has a cool song. The CIA was on the phone. That's my Joe Strummer. Well.
I can see it's one of those albums that when you listen to, or tracks it, when you listen to it, it puts a smile on your face because you're smiling right now. As soon as you mention it, you put a big smile there.
The whole record is like a stress reliever. It's like a tall drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what music's for, give you those emotions. Are you enjoying life right now?
I am. I'm having a blast, man. Between the success of the band and getting to just write songs for a living and then having a new family member, you know, and my wife, and everything's great, man. We're having a blast.
So is there, if you could be any musician, if you could come back as any musician, who would it be?
Come back. I don't want to leave, really.
No.
You know? you know, I don't know, man. I'm pretty happy with what we've done, you know. Obviously, Chris Stapleton, he's had quite a run, so that wouldn't be terrible to be born with a voice like that. He's a good friend of ours, but I always try to bring him up every now and then. People are like, what are you listening to? I was like, well, there's this guy that nobody knows about named Chris Stapleton that, you know, is kind of making waves and jokes, obviously, because he's bigger than Dallas right now. But I don't know, you know, I don't know. I'm happy with me, I guess, right now, you know. Your ass moves. It's
Tennessee whiskey. So, okay, let's finish up with a song that you would like played at your funeral.
Oh, gosh, this is morbid.
I know, we're starting at the beginning and we're going right to the end.
Probably, you know, you think about these things and you don't want to, you know what I mean? But, like, you don't want everybody, like, either half of you want everybody to just be so upset and distraught, so you want to play something that would just really tear them up. Or you want, like, wouldn't it be nice if we were, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or something about, you know, like the Bay City Rollers or something. You know what I mean? Like SATRDAY night. You know what? While My Guitar Gently Weeps would be pretty good. George Harrison, that would be good. Let's go. I'll go with that. Yeah.
Because you'd probably have quite a lot of guitars weeping.
Oh, yeah. All the guitars would be lined up just looking at it. Oh, this is sad. This is terrible.
Well, listen, it was really great chatting to you. Thanks. Yes. And good luck out there. I'm sure it's going to be brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bonamassa there, this week's guest on Music and Me with Kylie Olsen. So if you like the podcast, you know what to do, subscribe. And you can do that wherever you are listening to it, whether it be on Acast or iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Kylie Olsen.
Music and Me is produced by The Podcast Works and OneSum Media.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.